What's up, everybody, man? Welcome back to another episode of Talk That Talk, man. I'm your boy, JD.
Your boy, Big E.
And, of course, your boy, Mike.
What up, boys, man? Getting down to the nitty-gritty of football. Slowly coming to end, but super excited about these games, man. And the latest standings, Tech's moving up to number 5. And a lot of controversy going on. If we are top 4, or should stay at the 5. Boys, what are y'all opinions on this? Should we get the bye, or should we play?
Man, first of all, man. What a blessing it is to be talking about this scenario right now.
Yeah.
Texas Tech football is here, man. And I think, honestly, JD, I know we've talked a lot about it as a group. And I think, you know, we all know we deserve that 4th spot. It shouldn't take a Big 12 championship to get there. Although, once we win the Big 12 championship, that should solidify us at the 4th spot. But, yes, absolutely, we should be in that 4 seed over Georgia, no matter what, man. For sure. No doubt.
Yeah, I'm just happy to be here. I'm just happy to be here right now. I mean, I'm not mad at it, honestly. I mean, I guess I can understand Texas, and they did beat Ole Miss too, but I definitely think like I said, we were going to win out either way. You win out either way, you're getting that 4 seed regardless. So they can be 4 now. It's going to be ours here in a couple of weeks, so not even worried about it.
Yeah, and a lot of people, I mean, brought it up last year. All the four teams that had a bye last year lost. Should that be any concern to us? Or, I mean, I don't know, it's like 2-3 weeks break? Or is it like straight momentum, home games, go crazy, and then go to the...
I mean, I think, you know, Texas Tech has treated these byes well, and... In our case, man, we always have that one injury bug. So, I mean, I'll take the bye, and I'll take rest, and you know, I'll take extra film time, and I think that's gonna play a big part in Joey and Texas Tech's run in the playoffs. I don't think whether we're the 4 or the 5, I think we're gonna be just fine. You know, at the 5, fuck it, we get a home playoff game. Let's go turn up.
Turn up, play a 12
seed. 12 seed, Tulane. I'm sorry. Right now, you are you are the one that's gonna get beat up on. But you know, that's subject to change. That is subject to change.
Yeah, it's subject to change. Tulane, you are the one that we're.
I mean,
that,
anybody.
Utah. If you want to come run this fade back,
Memphis, UNT, any of that, those smaller schools that are gonna get in. I mean, we'll be anybody, honestly.
Whoever it is, you're gonna be. You are the chosen one.
The big question is I don't see us losing this Big 12 championship, but if it was to happen, and if we were to make the Big 12 championship, and if we were to lose, how does that play? You know, does that drop us further than 4 or further than 5?
If we lose the Big 12, we drop, I think, 8.
And how does that play for, you know, how does that play for if we beat, you know, say Utah's in at 12 and they lose the Big 12 championship, you know, to the 5 seed Red Raiders. How does that play out for them?
Out of there.
Gone?
Out of there. Out of there. They disrespect the Big 12. I think, bro, if we were to lose this game right now, we got to buy this week. If we were to go to West Virginia and lose, we'd be at 12.
We're gone.
Gone.
Oh yeah,
I think we have to win the Big 12 to just sneak in
all the way out. We'd fall out.
Don't even mention that. All right, don't even mention.
I'm just saying.
That'd be a nightmare. Fuck.
Yeah, but that. I mean, that's the truth. That's the tough thing. That's the truth, man. You gotta win out. Cause like I said, this is it. You gotta win out because you're not getting in. You can just see it, man.
Yeah, you can see it happening quick. I mean, I don't know. This Utah and BYU, I mean, arguably deserving to be in over 2 lost teams like Alabama and Notre Dame, Oklahoma. True? Agree with those statements or not?
I hate to be the guy and say it, but it's a little SEC bias, like how it always is, I think. Which I get it, but honestly, now, like, I think if you just look at it and stack Tech up with any one of these teams in the top 12, let alone top 25, like, they match up easy, either on offense or defense.
I think we got the best defense in the country.
Easy.
So, I mean, we're going to be in the slugfest. It'll be all up to Barrett Morton to score if it comes down to it. But I think we can beat any of these teams. Even the A&M really hasn't beaten anybody, if I'm being totally honest. They beat the bottom half of the SEC, which is not great. So, I mean, that says
look who they there. Look who they got this week. Like, get fucking real, bro. Be fucking for real. Like, Stanford. We're at the end of the season, and we're playing Stanford. I don't even think there's a spread on this game, Mike.
There shouldn't be a
spread on this game.
I do not think so.
This is like giving Texas Tech Pine Bluff at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm. This is nuts.
Like, how's, on, and you know what, so right now, Arch Manning's going to go into A&M at the end of the season and roll these dudes up. I'm calling it
right now. That game's in Austin.
I'm calling it right now. A&M loses this last game of the season, and we sneak in. Here come the Red Raiders. Here come the Red Raiders.
Go out on a high note, UT. Go out on a high note.
Now, that's the question. The question, UT, does a three-loss UT team get in after beating A&M?
I don't think any three-loss team should be in after beating anybody.
Any three-loss team shouldn't get in, but with that win over A&M, that changes everything.
I don't know. That's tough, bro.
They won't be in the SEC championship, right? There's no way they are. Okay. I mean, no, I think it should take an SEC championship for Texas to get in, and they're not going to be in that game. So, no, I think the Longhorns should remain out. And I think they should and they will remain out. If the committee puts them in, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
100%. That's bullshit. You're a bullshit committee. 100%. You're a bullshit. That's the thing, though. If you're gonna put Texas in, then you should let BYU or Utah in.
Easy.
You know what I'm saying?
A one loss BYU team, maybe a 11-2 or 10-2, whatever it is. If we beat them, end up beating them twice in the Big 12 championship, they lost to the best or number 3-4 seed in the
playoffs. You had to run the number 3 team in the nation. You had to run their fade at home, and then you had to run their fade at AT&T Stadium, knowing that bitch is going to be all Red Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yep.
That's tough. That brings a lot of controversy because they're not bad. They're a good team. We're just better.
Mm. Yep.
So, yeah. No, that's
100%,
it.
100%. Miss me.
100%. That's all it is.
It's been interesting to play out. I mean, a lot of big games going on in the next couple of weeks. Conversation Heisman Trophy. Does Jacob Rodriguez deserve to be in New York?
Jacob Rodriguez deserves to be holding that trophy up at the damn ceremony. Come on. His turnover, the man has more turnovers caused by Jacob Rodriguez than some teams as a whole defense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this kid is a turnover machine. He knows how to get the ball out. And his play and his athleticism at linebacker is just wicked, bro. Like, this guy's flying all over the field. He's leading the team in tackles. He's leading the team in turnovers. He's been a big part of this season. Without Jacob Rodriguez,
he's just the football player.
Yeah,
yeah. He's simply a doll. He's a damn football player because he's all over the field. Like you said, interceptions, leading the team in tackles. Then he's like top 10 in tackles in the country, and then leading the country in takeaways. But whenever Manti Te'o went to the Heisman Trophy ceremony in 2015, Jacob Rodriguez has stats, way better stats before last game.
And blowing them out.
Blowing
them out the water. And that's all
he needs. And he doesn't have a fake girlfriend.
He doesn't.
His girlfriend's real. She's at the games. Mic'd up. Oh, yeah.
She's serving this country.
Mic'd up. Come on.
Hey, dog. But, yeah, now, like you said, if Monty Teo gets in, there's no way Jacob Rodriguez doesn't get in. He is deserving of an invite, and he is definitely deserving of some first place votes. And I mean, stats don't lie. He's doing it every week. Every week he's doing something. It's a Jacob Rodriguez highlight.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll
see
that.
He's even running that ball now.
He's even got him an offensive touchdown.
The dude got a tutty. The dude has a touchdown.
I mean, who knows? I think we all he deserves to be there. It's not a quarterback trophy, like Coach said in an interview last week. But I mean, I guess we'll see. He's gonna keep.
I think he does, man. I really think he does. Hey, finish man, out strong. That's it. Finish out strong. We're gonna book that trip to New York.
Man. Shout out RG3, man. He a real one for vouching. Like he loved the Red Raiders. I'm not gonna lie. He loved the Red Raiders and Jake Rodriguez. He vouching for him. So shout out RG3, man, for real.
Oh yeah, he knows about it. He knows about it.
He do. He's excited, but it's gonna be a fun one, man. From Saturday to Sunday football, man. Let Big E start it off, man. Y'all, number one seed in the AFC right now, tied.
Best team in the league.
Best team in the league. Best team right now coming out.
Best team in the league.
And it was emotional. But what do you got to say, man?
Man, this Broncos team is starting to become a real special team, and I do honestly, I'll get up here and I will say confidently, we are the best team in the NFL right now. Our defense is scary, bro. You cannot beat us if you can't score in the red. Like, you know what I mean? And Bo Nix, like, it just feels like when it's time for Bo Nix to raise the bar, the kid steps up every single time. When it's time for Bo Nix to raise the bar and play up to that big game, to that big spot, all last season, all this season, the kid has stepped up. Whether it's in the fourth quarter, down 33 points, you know what I'm saying? Or if it's against the Chiefs in the biggest regular season game since Peyton Manning days, you know, I mean, this is to keep the Chiefs out of the play. Now we're talking about the Chiefs not even making the playoffs.
Not even making.
You know, this win, that game was so big for Mahomes and Andy Reid. They knew it. They knew it. They even said, we have to go into Denver and win. Like, this game is huge. And for Bo Nix to step up in the fourth quarter, you know, third and 15, climb the pocket, all odds against him. Climb the fucking pocket and find Cortland Sutton for a 20-yard gain to move the chains. That is what it's going to take for this Broncos team to win. Mm-hmm. Because honestly, let's be real. Our defense is cold. But we give the ball back to Mahomes right there with a minute 50. And we go three and out. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we win that game. I don't know if we win it. Honestly, that third and 15, we can all say we were all like, oh fuck.
Mahomes, yeah, I can't lie. I was like, damn.
Mahomes is about to get the ball back. And we were all thinking that.
He's finna do it, ain't he?
Mike, he finna do it.
He's finna do it.
And yeah, you know, just for Bo Nix to climb that pocket, man, find Cortland Sutton, and then the big throw to Troy Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, we're a few deep balls away from blowing teams out. If Bo Nix can find a way to start putting that ball in the bucket like he was last year, hit those big plays, this Bronco team has a real shot, man. Real contenders. Real contenders. This defense, think about it, man. This defense, we were missing. As good as this defense played, we were missing the best defensive player in the league. You know, Pastor Tam wasn't even on the field. Alex Singleton just got diagnosed with cancer, bro. Cancer. You know? Had surgery, had the cancer removed. Bro's ready to strap back up. He'll be back in Sunday Night Football next week.
We'll see.
You know, we were down two dogs, and we were just fine. So I do want to see more Jaquan McMillan on the field. That dude's a dog. You know, two sacks, one pick. Should have been cribbed. I don't know, man. Broncos are a very dangerous team. And like I was telling, like I called, I think I called Mike the other day, and I said, bro, if the playoffs run through Denver, like we're on a 13. We haven't lost at home in 387 days.
Yeah, 6-0 at home this year.
6-0, and we're on a 9-game win streak at home.
9-game win streak.
You know, that 9 straight at home. If this bitch runs through Mile High, bro, I'm really getting excited, man. Here we go.
Who y'all got this week?
Just like the 2015 run, Tom Brady had to come to Denver to beat us.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Same thing gonna be for this Drake May, for this dude Drake May that they think that he can ball against this defense, bro. I'm so confident. No, nobody can beat this defense.
Hey, they're 5-0 on the road this year. That's tough,
dog. Like, I'm telling you, the story lines up. We're gonna have Drake May. We're gonna have Bo Nix. We're gonna have Peyton Manning. We're gonna have Tom Brady in the building, just like the old days. And we're gonna slug it out to go to the Super Bowl.
Be a tough one. Be a good one.
Just like it's fucking 2015, baby. Just like it's 2015, baby.
Man, it's gonna be exciting, man. I'm excited to see how we finish the season. You know, we got Sunday Night Football. We got a bye. We're on a bye this week, so we're getting healthy.
Yeah, I got blessed with this late bye.
Perfect.
Oh man, it is a perfect week for a bye. So we got a bye this week, and then we got Sunday Night Football next week in Washington. And then we got the Raiders.
That should be easy.
We go on a two week road trip. We got Washington and the Raiders both on the road, and then we got the Packers. Man, that's gonna be. I think that game's gonna be. I mean, we might be talking about clinching the division.
That game's gonna mean something for both of us.
For both teams and
for both of us.
I can't wait to be there with my bro. You know, turning up, having some drinks, sending them Blue Mountains down, and it's gonna be fun. So
it'll be a good one.
And switching over to that, then I mean, Mike, it's tough, man. It's a little tough stretch right now. I mean, you gotta get together. Tough,
you got, hey, if you're winning, I don't care. I don't care, but it feels good to win.
Yeah.
I kind of forgot what that felt like past couple weeks. I knew Famous Jameis was going to make it a little sweat. I already knew it. I already knew that's how Green Bay was going to play. I knew that's how it was going to be with Green Bay. It's just nice to be on the good side of things this week.
Mm-hmm.
Been rough a couple weeks, but you got to figure it out at some point, man. So, hopefully this can be that game where the tide kind of gets rolling. We're in the, you know, last half of the damn season. It's crazy. So these games matter. These games mean something. And especially if you're, you know, we all can't be 9-2, you know, 6 games ahead by the clinch our division. So we got to fight. We got a tough ass, you know, the Bears are leading our division. That's how crazy it is right now.
7-3.
That's how crazy it is right now. The Bears are leading our division right now. But we're just right there. We're right behind them. We just got to win these games. And I think last week was a good little shift, man, of momentum and get that energy back, get that winning feeling back, and let's get rolling, man, this down this stretch. It's we got to figure it out. It's got to start clicking. Tough with Josh Jacobs getting hurt, but in Jordan Love, we trust, baby. Jordan
Love, we trust.
Emmanuel Wilson.
Make sure I
hold it down, bro. He gonna hold it down, bro.
It was good to see J Love find the end zone.
Okay, I picked him up for this week, so hopefully he do something. He's starting, so I need it.
Yeah, no, he's gonna do something. But that's the thing, man. Does Matt, you know, against Minnesota, does he put in the run back hand, or does he want to let Jordan Love go crazy? I think he gets you what you need, bro. He's gonna
I need
you
a little bit. This,
I think
score,
he's gonna get you
gonna score. Like,
I think he gets
the
score, man. Yeah,
he's going crazy.
He's gonna get you something nice, man, for sure. And rolling the Green Bay this weekend against J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings, man. So just kind of keep it rolling. And like I said, that Denver game's getting here quick, and that game's gonna mean a lot. So
I think both teams will be on a 2-game win streak, and both teams will be fighting for their divisions. So it's gonna be a damn good one, Mike. It's gonna be a damn good one.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't get easy after Minnesota. We got Detroit, and then the Bears. And then y'all, so
motherfucker,
that's
holy
a tough stretch.
We got a gauntlet, honestly. It's tough. It's tough for us. Lions, Bears, Broncos, Bears again, Baltimore. Win.
You got the winning taste back in your mouth this week, and hopefully keep it rolling and cover this spread. Because I don't know, I like it, but I'm getting it again. I don't know. So
you like it. You like it. I love it.
So,
I want some more of it.
It's a tough one. Yeah. It's good to watch y'all teams. You know, again, me, I'm here. First pick in the draft back-to-back year, so we'll see what happens.
I got one thing, man. I got one thing for you. Look, that 20, what was it? When'd you go to the AFC Championship?
2019, man. 2019.
Okay, hey, 2019, hey, I was tying the fuck up. Hey, you know, I was rocking the Titan shirts. I was rocking the Titan gear. Hey, man, I need that same love come January, baby. I got your jersey. I can give you a T-Bow to rock. I can give you a T-Bow to rock. Come, you know, come, come. and just cheer us on to the playoffs,
I'm
man.
excited. Y'all do your thing, man. I'm here just enjoying the Tech football season. That's about it.
That Tebow jersey, nice, man. That Tebow jersey is nice.
That
Yeah, it
Tebow
is
jersey,
nice.
beautiful.
But yeah, it's tough, man. This is a tough one. Little other controversy going on. Man, Shedeur Sanders obviously didn't get any first team reps. Dylan Gabriel got hurt. Came into the game dry handed. A lot of controversy going on. This week he's going to get the start, taking all the team reps. But last week, boys, what is y'all's opinion on Shedeur not getting any first team reps, knowing that there's a possibility that the QB1 could get hurt, and you know, just throwing him out there dry.
You gotta. This he should have been taking one reps with the ones way earlier, and it's kind of like one of those. You know, we told you so. You know, we all knew Shedeur was gonna start at some point in the season.
At some point,
should have had this kid getting prepared, man. Getting prepared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for him to put him out there last week, it was tough for him to go in there, and you're asking a lot. You know what I mean? So, and you're asking a lot this week for the fan base. If you're expecting Shedeur to go out there and absolutely torch the game on Sunday, then that's you're asking a lot, man. He barely starting to take reps with the ones, you know, like that. That's huge. That's huge.
I mean, the good thing he is going against the Raiders, so that's good.
I would love to see him win. I'm cheering for the kid, man. I'm cheering him on. I hope to see him win. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, we knew he was going to start at some point this season. And I guess it's about that time. But, I mean, it's going to be a tough sledding for him, honestly, just getting thrown into this. I mean, we see how the Browns are. We've seen how it is. They're the Browns. That's really all it is. They're the Cleveland Browns, and Shedeur just happens to be there and at the front and center. But it was only a matter of time. You know, hopefully he gets it going. It's got to be somebody down there, either him or Dylan. It's got to be one of them.
Yeah, and it's on the coaching staff, I feel like, to, you know, to have him at least somewhat ready to play. A lot of controversy going on. He should be at least taking some kind of snaps at the end of practice. You know, it don't have to be all of them, obviously. He's not QB1, but take something knowing there's a slight chance that QB1 couldn't get hurt in any given Sunday. But, I mean, I don't know. Browns are going to Browns, like you said, Mike.
Browns are going to Brown. Again, you know, it's tough getting his, you know, finally getting his first career start. So, against the Raiders, I still think the Raiders make it tough for him, but it's just tough, man. The Browns have a really, really good defense, and it's just going to waste.
Mm-hmm.
It just goes to waste.
You might see Cam versus Shedeur in a couple of weeks if Dylan Gabriel don't get hurt. So,
line it up. I see it happening. Line it up. I see it happening.
I would love that shit. I would too.
I'm not going to lie to you. But, I mean, you got like Myles Garrett on the other side. I'm scared of that because our O line is crappy. But who knows, man? It's tough for the Rooks this season, except for the old boy down there in New York. But it is what it is. Anyways, boys, I think that's all for football. Basketball still on their way. Tech pulled a tough one out tonight against Wake Forest. Got number one Purdue tomorrow. It's going to be a very, very tough game. The team looks okay to me.
Petty was being petty.
And boy, dog, freshman.
Woo, when we needed it the most, man. Pull mm-hmm. up. Quick. Catch and shoot. Split it.
Yep.
He's Christian Anderson, man. We need you to. I need you to start, you know, banging, man.
Man, hey, these turnovers are hurting like crazy. We should be blowing teams
like
out.
Like, what, 15 today, bro? 15
mm-hmm.
today?
Mm-hmm.
That is ridiculous, bro. We're lucky we came out with a win today.
Very lucky.
Yeah. Now, that started that second half. That was brutal. It was brutal.
Very brutal, but.
Brutal yeah. for a little bit, but, you know, JT's going to do his thing. You just need to, you know, surround the cast to do the same.
Yeah.
Do what you're here to do. Do what you're here to do.
Good test early. You know, playing on the best number one team in the country tomorrow.
So, love to see it. Love to see this test.
Hopefully, you know, again, come January, we're going to be ready to go and we'll be all right, I feel like. Just got to gel a little bit more together. And JT has to do JT things, like you said, Biggie. So excited for that. But with that being said, man, it's time for the best segment of the day. Benny with the boys, man. We got college football Saturday. Mike, what do you got?
College football Saturday, man. Let's get it going. First pick I'm going to take is give me Michigan Wolverines minus 13.5. I think they get rolling, man. They got Ohio State next week. You know how that game is. But I think Michigan handles business against Maryland, and Maryland just hasn't really been that great. And I think this is one of those games where Michigan comes on the road, runs the ball, do what they do. Defense goes crazy. At least, you know, shut Maryland out at least. So I think they get it done. I think blowout in Maryland this weekend on the road. Give me Michigan minus 13.5. Next pick, man. Give me Georgia Tech versus Pitt minus 2.5. Pitt with a rough, rough road game or home game last week against Notre Dame. And here they go on the road to Georgia Tech where, you know, these games mean something for Georgia Tech. Number 16 squeaking in, you know, got a chance, got to win out. I think Haynes King goes and handles business at home. And all you're asking for them is to win. You're asking them to win by 2.5. That's all I need. I just need you to win. That's it.
Yep.
So I think they get it done. So give me Georgia Tech minus 2.5 versus Pitt.
Love it.
Bang.
Love the GT pick, man. Love it.
Hell yeah. Come on, King. Turn me up.
Turn me up.
Here we go, man. For my NCAA picks, hey, we're getting to the end of the season. These good teams got something to lose. The bad teams don't got shit to lose, man. So here we go. I'm going to be rolling with the Utah Utes against Kansas State at home. Guys, you know, your mama lie, your daddy lie, but numbers never lie. And I'm basing this game off of numbers strictly. Total offense, total yards, you know, Utah sitting at 10th in the nation, while K-State sitting at 92nd, bro. One of the worst teams in the league in total yards. And also total yards given on the defense. K-State has allowed some of the most yards on their defense. Third down percentage. Utah has a top three offense when it comes down to moving the chains on third down. They're almost third in the nation on moving the chains on third down. You know what K-State is on third down on their defense? They're one of the top bottom. They're in the bottom tier and allowing teams to move the ball on third down. I think that's going to be a huge factor in this game. I think Utah continues to move these chains, and they're going to cover this spread easy, man. Give me the Utah Utes minus 17. For my next game, we're going to be rolling with Cincinnati versus BYU. Coming off a tough, tough loss against the Red Raiders. Not just a loss, but a blowout loss on national television. BYU is going to be, you know, looking to bounce back, and the pressure's on them. Cincinnati has nothing to lose. They're fighting right now to have a chance to get into that Big 12 championship. So give me Cincinnati, man. I love them at home. They play teams very close. And I think, you know, BYU just, I think the moment's going to be too big for them. I think the moment's going to be too big for them. They're going to choke their way out of this Big 12 championship. Give me Cincinnati money line. We don't even need the points. Give me Cincinnati money line plus 115.
Love it. Love it. Two tough games right there, Big 12 games. Seems like going to get to the Big 12 championship to face Texas Tech, hopefully. For me, man, I'm going to the SEC, man. Oklahoma coming off a big win against Alabama, minus 7 versus Missouri. They are at the 8 seed right now, so if they lose this game, it looks like their playoff hopes could be done. Missouri has nothing to lose, so it could be a frisky game, but Oklahoma and John Montier having that confidence beating Alabama last week. So give me them minus 6.5 versus Missouri at 11 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, what Drake say, I'm going back-to-back with UConn, the Huskies, man, minus 7 versus FAU. UConn is a sneaky, good little team that people under the radar that I have been following for all year, man, and they've been making me some money, so I expect them to make me some more money against FAU, man. Give me UConn minus 7 versus them at 2 o'clock on Saturday.
Hey, you got me. I'm betting on them just because of that. Back to back. That's the only I'm betting on them just because of
that.
Like that?
I'm betting on them. Back to back.
Back to back. All right, man. We're going, once we hit that, man, let's roll it on to Sunday. I'm going to get 2 12 o'clock early games. My first one, got to do it. Give me the Green Bay Packers minus 6 versus the Vikings. J.J. McCarthy's first time playing Green Bay, first time going to Lambeau. He's on a rough stretch right now. Questions are being thrown at out there in Minnesota. Is he the guy? And we'll see, but not going to be this week. Give me Green Bay minus 6 versus the Vikings. And then we're going to roll with the Ravens minus 13.5 versus the Jets. Ravens, they're a sneaky good team right now. They're on a 4-game win streak. Still got something to play for, 1 game out of first place. They're on the trend upward. Jets on the trend downward. I think the Ravens, you know, good old blowout with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry going crazy. So give me the Baltimore Ravens -13.5 versus the Jets.
Hell yeah.
Yes. Love it, love it, love it.
Here we go, man. NFL Sunday. You know how we rocking a huge upset today on Thursday Night Football. Texans took down the Bills, shaking up that AFC playoff picture. But here we go. For my Sunday picks, we're going to be rocking with Kansas City money line. In this case, man, it's simple. I just don't think the NFL will allow it. I don't think the NFL is bad for the NFL to have their star out of the playoffs. Patrick Mahomes is needing a huge win at home in Arrowhead. And I only say this, but they will have the refs' help against the Colts. The refs will be helping out the Kansas City Chiefs this weekend. They're going to be some bad calls, and they're going to end up covering the spread. But go ahead and give me the money line, Kansas City money line, and the spread -3. For my next pick, we'll be rolling with the Cincinnati Bengals against the New England Patriots +6. Whether Joe Burrow plays, I know he's practiced 2 days in a row. He's active. Or it's Joe Flacco. Whatever Joe it is, man, I think both Joes are cool. Joe cool, both of them. And I think both of them can get it done against Drake May and the Patriots. This spread is kind of low for me, man. 6 points against the best team in the one of the best teams in the AFC. It's not buying it. I see what they're trying to do. I've seen it before. I see what they're trying to do. Give me the Cincinnati Bengals +6.
You said the best team in the AFC is always.
I had to shake back right there, man. And then for my last pick, man, I've taken this team 2 weeks in a row on the spread, and this team has covered for me 2 weeks in a row and has cashed me out, and I think they do it for a third week in a row. Cam Ward and the Tennessee Titans find a way back-to-back weeks to backdoor cover. Meemaw. Absolute nasty backdoor cover last week against the Texans. And here we go with another one. At +12.5, there's going to be a lot of room for a backdoor cover. And I think Cam Ward does it again. Give me the Tennessee Titans +12.5 at home. I think, you know, they've taken a beating at home before against the Rams. And I just don't think they allow that again. I think they stay in this game. Cam Ward conducts a good offense in the fourth and scores a backdoor touchdown to cover that 12.5. So another thing I'd like to mention, I'm calling it right now. The Colts sitting at the top of that division. The Jags are coming, and the Jags are going to win the AFC South. I'm calling it right now. The Colts lose this weekend. Jags win. Jags go on a run. They got the Colts twice coming down in their season. Give me the Jacksonville Jaguars. I wish I could know the live line on this, but the AFC South is going to go with the Jags. I'm calling it right now. The Colts choked this division away. Jacksonville Jaguars is going to win the South.
Tough call, man. Tough call. We'll see what happens there.
Okay. I like the times, man. Good teams win. Great teams cover.
Yeah. Too bad we're not good because we don't win, but we cover. Cool. We could cover. I mean, that's fine. As long as we don't lose, we're crazy. We've been improving, but hey, I'll ride it all day long. For me, man, like I'm riding with KC again. Like Biggie said, man, Pat Mahomes is gonna can't be left out of the playoffs. If he does, it's gonna come down to the end of the season. Don't expect them to lose against the Colts. Yes, that rushing attack is crazy with JT back there. But you know, Daniel Jones, can he handle the big pressure, big game against this team in Kansas City? So it's gonna be a tough one. But give me Kansas City money line. Second pick, man, is going to be Detroit versus New York, man. Detroit, tough, ugly loss against the Eagles last week, man. Jared Goff played horrible. They didn't run the ball. I expect that to change. I expect them to give the ball to Jahmyr Gibbs and Montgomery against this defense, who gives a buck 50 rushing yards, and they're ranked 30th in the league. So give me Detroit to bounce back huge versus the New York Giants, man, -10. So give me both those games early in the morning, man. Let's go.
Let's roll, baby. Let's roll. Cash them tickets. See you at the counter. It's going to be a great Sunday. And get ready to go into Thanksgiving. So we need the coin. We need the coin for Black Friday.
Yeah, we do need the coin. Thanksgiving is next week. So it'll be a fun one. But excited.
We're taking Green Bay spread and want some more money on Thanksgiving for your Black Friday.
Yeah, word.
Please, Lions, word. Don't steal Thanksgiving. Please, I'm begging.
They're not.
Might have to record a little early next week, Tuesday, to drop a Thanksgiving episode before the weekend. But man, the year's gone by fast. Golly.
Yeah. Crazy.
Wait. sad. I hate to see football season already, you know, 2 months away from being done. It's really fucking sucks to see.
Yeah, went by super fast.
Low key already low key already getting mad, bro.
It came quick, man. Came out of nowhere.
But hey, it is what it is, man. But everyone, man, we appreciate all the support, all the love that we've been getting recently, man. This views of me going crazy on socials, man. Y'all just keep love and support, and the listeners, man. I appreciate y'all. We appreciate y'all, man. And talk that talk. We're out.